And good afternoon. It is Tuesday, April the 24th, 2018, 13 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program. Scott Spears along with you for the next hour. Now, at the bottom of this hour, we are going to have some trivia here and give away some things, so stay tuned for that. But before we do that, we are very happy to welcome back to this program a man who is very busy, as he is the running mate of the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Ohio, Mary Taylor, in the Republican primary for governor against Attorney General Mike DeWine. And by the way, Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor will be in Marion tomorrow, Wednesday, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Republican headquarters. So don't miss that. But so glad to welcome to these microphones again, Nathan Estruth. Nathan, how are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thank you very much. How are you?
It's always good to talk with you. The Lieutenant Governor will be through Marion tomorrow. That's a lot of fun.
She will indeed. She will indeed.
How is the campaign going at this point?
Well, the campaign is going great. We have 14 days left, and basically we have closed this race to now it is a dead heat. And we have done that in the face of a brutal onslaught of lots of negativity and personal vitriol by our opponent. But at the end of the day, conservatives are coming home to the Taylor Estruth ticket. And we're now within the margin of error, and there's still over 20% undecided statewide. And all of those 20% know who Mike DeWine is, and they're just waiting to hear Mary Taylor's message, which we are now up on the airwaves delivering to them. So we're quite encouraged by how folks have come to help and rally around the Taylor Estruth ticket, and looking forward to the next 2 weeks, and ideally victory if the people so choose on Election Day on May 8th, 2 weeks from today.
Now, all the polls that I have seen show Mike DeWine with double-digit leads. What poll shows you guys close together within the margin of error?
So we've released a poll 2 weeks ago that had us at 10 points, and we are now in single digits. I can get you that data if you'd like, but those are the polls that we've been tracking all along that had us at 30-point difference 3 months ago and 20 points 2 months ago, and then closing the gap here in the last 4 weeks. So our numbers very clearly say it. You know, and I think the thing that shows it the most, Scott, is that Mike DeWine and John Husted have decided to spend their whole wad, all $10 million statewide, attacking Mary Taylor. And so if you don't believe that we're close, just look at what they're doing on TV. They don't spend that money because they're ahead by double digits.
Well, let's talk about it, because these ads, you can't hardly turn on a Columbus television station without seeing these ads right now. And the DeWine ads, paid for by the DeWine Husted campaign, they're putting their name on these. Phony, not real, fake, not truthful. A phony conservative you just can't trust. Saying things like Mary Taylor, taxing, taking, and two-faced. This is rough, even for a campaign.
I couldn't agree more, and I think as we've traveled the state, we're hearing from just about everyone we talk to that the desperation of a candidate who thought he was coronated by the Republican Party elite in a smoke-filled room in February is now coming true. And, you know, Mary Taylor and I are up basically talking about Mike DeWine's record, the fact that he voted 962 times with Hillary Clinton in just one Senate term, the fact that he voted for amnesty three times in that Senate term, the fact that he earned an F with the NRA, the fact that he voted for Judge Sonia Sotomayor, even when John McCain and Mitch McConnell voted no. And you just can't hide from that record, and so that's why he wouldn't debate Mary, and that's why I think, in essence, the only thing that he has turned to do is to try and personally slander and destroy Mary Taylor. And, you know, we're finding voters are not only turned off by that, but they know better. They know that Mary Taylor is a strong conservative, and that Mary Taylor and Nathan Estruth are really the best choice to win in November. because Mike DeWine's liberal record and 60-plus years of career politicians between DeWine and Husted, 60 years, 6-0, right, with almost zero private sector experience is just not going to do it this year. We need conservatives with 40-plus years of private sector experience that can really take it to Richard Cordray or Dennis Kucinich and really clear out the old guard, old boy establishment in Columbus. Honestly, Scott, if you look at what's happening there in Columbus, whether it's Republican or Democrat, you need someone from the outside, not someone who's been endorsed by all the folks that are now running for cover.
Well, I understand that, but forgive me, but isn't Mary Taylor the current lieutenant governor of the administration in Columbus?
She is indeed, and you have seen that establishment coalesce around Mike DeWine. There's hardly any argument about that. Speaker Rosenberger endorsed Mike DeWine, and he has yet to renounce that endorsement. Most of the Republican Party officials and elected officials in Columbus have endorsed Mike DeWine, and he was proud about it until the last month, and all of a sudden it's gone silent. At the end of the day, Mary Taylor has been the conservative outside voice, both within the Kasich administration, and now that she has run for governor for the last year, outside of it, speaking of how she will end the Medicaid expansion, how she will end Common Core, how she will shut down sanctuary cities using the power of the purse. Mary Taylor is the only voice that's out there saying that, and really that's why folks are coming home. You know, Mary Taylor and I bringing the private sector experience to Columbus, honestly, Scott, you know, the get along, you know, kind of old boy culture that has permeated our state capital needs to end. And bringing in folks that actually know how to build teams, build a culture that empowers and respects everyone and encourages debate and getting a productive conflict with issues on the table to really advance our state with conservative government solutions, that's what Governor Mary Taylor will be able to do. And I think Mike DeWine's record, his liberal record on amnesty and, I mean, voting with Hillary Clinton 962 times, how do you explain that? No one really believes the fact that he is the conservative choice because of his liberal record. And he's proved that not only in the U.S. Senate, but also as AG with mandating Ohio Bureau of Motor Vehicles to give driver's licenses to illegal aliens in our state. He did that. That's out of his office. We can't make that stuff up. That's just the record. It's what occurred. So that's all we're talking about. We're trying to make sure that people remember that as they come home and vote. And honestly, you know, Scott, you've asked Mary and I multiple times, would we support DeWine and Husted if they win on May 8th? And I think it's time to turn the tables. You need to reach out to the DeWine camp and ask them, are they ready to come behind Mary Taylor and Nathan Estruth when we win on May 8th? Turnabout's fair play. I think well, you need to ask them that question.
I have extended invitations to Attorney General DeWine, and he is the only candidate who has not been on this program, Republican or Democrat, and I extend the invitation again. We have sent those to his office. I don't know where they go, but you can't ask if you don't have them in front of you.
Well, fair enough. They like to say behind kind of their cloistered Republican Party walls, you know. And I've found that honestly, you know, they do duck questions, they do duck debates because they can't defend their record. So I hope he does come on, and I hope you can ask him that question, or maybe you can get John Husted on and ask him that question, right? I mean, is John ready to endorse Mary Taylor and Nathan Estruth when we win on May 8th? And by the way, you know, winning on May 8th is actually only the first step, right? Mary Taylor is the only one of all Republican candidates in 2006 that won statewide in what was a blue wave year, in what in many ways looks like this year could be. Mary Taylor is the only Republican left standing in 06. She outpolled U.S. Senator Mike DeWine as he lost his Senate seat by over 175,000 votes. And that's because, as we like to say, Mary Taylor's made tough. She's an accountant who looked at the money that government has as the people's money, not the government's money. She got the Guardian of the Treasury Award. She will actually bring it to the Democrats, going right at their base, attacking with conservative values, that make it attractive to conservative Democrats, independents, and Republicans. And it's why we are the best choice to win in November.
Well, there are three things I want to talk about in the next 7 minutes. And what I've asked you is support, yes. And Lieutenant Governor Taylor said she would not support Mike DeWine in the general election if that happened. But what I say is, would you vote for Mike DeWine? And I understand you want Lieutenant Governor to be the candidate. You think that's what's going to happen, and maybe it will. We don't know. But you got to vote for somebody. And could you still vote for the man who says your running mate is a phony conservative who used tax dollars to help her family construction business?
Yeah, well, Scott, as you have already pointed out, you know, those charges are just personal slander. The Dispatch already ran an article completely discrediting what Mike DeWine is saying. And so, you know, at the end of the day, it's an act of desperation by a campaign that has imploded as Republicans and conservatives wake up and realize that Mary Taylor is the conservative choice and the best choice to win in November.
But
and with all due respect, I've asked that, and I've answered that question twice around. I would look at who's on the ballot to see who is the least liberal in that case, and that's what I told you the last two times I've been on. But it's time that you actually ask them that question, because the Taylor-Estruth team is surging. We've completely closed the gap. We're in single digits, and there's still 20% undecided. And we've closed that gap with them outspending us nearly 4-1 on the airwaves over the last month. As you said, you can't turn on the TV without attack ads from Mike DeWine showing up. And all Mary Taylor and Nathan Estruth are doing is we're talking about the records. People will look at the records. They're coming home to the conservative choice. So I don't think we're going to have to make that choice. I think they're the ones that are going to have to decide, are they going to come and coalesce around the Mary Taylor, Nathan Estruth on May 9th?
I would imagine that nobody on the Democratic side is less liberal than Mike DeWine. So it's still a yes for Mike DeWine. Is that the answer? If he is the guy, you're still voting for Mike DeWine.
Same answer I've given you before. I'll assess it if that happens, but at this point, you're asking the wrong guy.
Okay.
You need to get Mike DeWine on and ask him that question, Scott, because I've answered that question twice for you now, and I said I'd look and I'd choose the least liberal if that's the case. But at this point, Mike DeWine is imploding. You have a race that's a dead heat with a guy who has universal name ID because people are remembering his liberal record. How can a Republican voter walk into a polling station on May 8th and remember the number 962 and still pull that lever for Mike DeWine? 962 votes with Hillary Clinton. You can't make this stuff up. In just one term, 962 votes with Hillary Clinton. Mike DeWine has earned his retirement on May 8th.
Okay, and final question, because we do look at record, and I think that is important, and we talked about the people who endorsed Attorney General DeWine. It's not new news that Governor Kasich endorsed Lieutenant Governor Taylor, but, you know, we were here, and during the primary of 2016, Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor was on the show on March 9th, 2016. She supported Governor Kasich over President Trump in the Republican primary. Now seems to be a little different. I know you weren't there at the time, but if we're going to look at Mike DeWine's record, who's endorsed him and who has what his voting record has been, maybe he's changed his mind. I would say Lieutenant Governor Taylor has changed her mind.
Well, Scott, I think you bring up a great point. And if you want to talk about support for President Trump, let's talk about it. In the last 12 months, President Trump has been in Ohio three times. Mary Taylor has been there by his side all three times, and he has publicly thanked her for doing so. Mike DeWine has been AWOL, never once showing up at any of those events. At the last event in Richfield, Mike DeWine said he had an event in Southwest Ohio. There was no event. There was no answer from the DeWine campaign as to why he couldn't appear when the president came to Ohio. But Betsy Taylor, we're now able to talk about this, went to the Oval Office in October and championed the cracker plant for Belmont, Ohio, which is going to transform Southeast Ohio's ecosystem with tens of thousands of energy jobs right where we need it most. She personally took the board of directors of those companies into the Oval Office and worked with President Trump. And now Mike DeWine wants to go out and say, he's with President Trump? Where has he been? He has not appeared with President Trump since he became president. He's been here three times in Ohio. He hasn't shown up. Mary's been there every time. She's worked to deliver jobs for Ohio with President Trump. Mike DeWine has no such record. So it's interesting that you bring it up, and I'll also just mention U.S. Senator Ted Cruz has endorsed Mary Taylor, Nathan Estruth.
But has
U.S. Senator Rand Paul has done the same. Conservatives have clearly come home to say Mary Taylor, Nathan Estruth are the choice on May 8th.
But has President Trump endorsed Mary Taylor?
President Trump has not leaned in on this race.
And why do you believe that is, if the others have, if she's come to his rallies, if Mike DeWine has not?
You know what, Scott? If I could actually get inside the mind of President Trump, I would have a much bigger opportunity. So I don't know President Trump. I can't speculate on that. What I can tell you is he has not leaned in on this race, but as recently as last month, he called out Mary Taylor and thanked her for being there with him, talking about the importance of jobs and infrastructure in Ohio. He was there with her at the Oval Office, creating jobs and economic development for Ohio in Southeast Ohio with the Belmont plant. So if you look at the record, there's a very clear record of Mary Taylor not only showing up and supporting President Trump at the convention, but also showing up when he's come into the state and delivering jobs with President Trump and the Trump administration's help for Ohio. Mike DeWine has no such record. I wish you'd get him on record on this. What does he have to say about these facts? It's very clear where Mary Taylor and Nathan Estruth stand. We will partner with the Trump administration to do what's best for Ohio, and we have the relationships to do so. You know, if we have time, I can tell you, my wife and I, even though I'm now just a candidate, 3 years ago had the distinct privilege of sponsoring a pro-life fundraiser on the west side of Cincinnati with, at the time, Governor Mike and Karen Pence with Madonna and Nathan Estruth. So we have relationships at the various levels of the Trump administration where we will go to bat for the people of Ohio, and I think it's important that people recognize that. When Governor Pence came to Cleveland a month ago, Mary and I were there. When Vice President Pence was in Cleveland, we were there. Where was Mike DeWine? He was not. So again, you see, when President Trump comes in, when Vice President Pence comes in, we're there, we're embraced, we're thanked. Mike DeWine has not been there.
With 14 days left to go, an endorsement from the president would certainly help.
You know what, Scott? If you can deliver that for us, I would encourage you to do so. If you can get Mike DeWine on the record on any of these issues, I think it would be great. I think you really have to nail Mike DeWine on, is he ready to support the Taylor Estruth ticket when the voters of Ohio come home for the conservative champions, Mary Taylor and Nathan Estruth, on May 8th? It looks like they are starting to do. So please get him on record. It would be great if you would do that.
The invitation is open for Attorney General DeWine. Thank you so much, Nathan. It is always a pleasure. I hope one day we'll get to meet up in person.
I would love that. I would welcome that, Scott. Let's make a point of doing so. Thank you for having me, and I hope you have a great afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Nathan Estruth, Mary Taylor's running mate. Always, you know, a lot of fun. I enjoy those conversations. Now, if you have a question or comment regarding that, you can call in 740-383-9944, or I thought we could go back into the trivia that we've been doing here the last few days, which has been a lot of fun. And Mike DeWine does have an open invitation to come on anytime he would like. So we will send that to his office again and hope he comes on, because we have had every other candidate on. We've had Kucinich, we've had Cordray, we've had Bill O'Neill, we've had Schiavone, and we've had Mary Taylor. So we hope that we do hear from Mike DeWine. Now, another interesting thing is that Mary Taylor will be in Marion tomorrow, Wednesday, April the 25th, from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Republican headquarters. So if you want to meet the Lieutenant Governor, she will be in Marion tomorrow. Now, here comes the trivia. We've got some more trivia when it comes to stores and locations here in Marion, which I know you like. Now, we've talked about the grocery store, Kroger, out on Route 95. And we talked about that being Big Bear's last location. But there have been three grocery stores there. Of course, Kroger and Big Bear, we know those two. But when it originally opened back in 1990, what was the original grocery store that was located out in the Walmart shopping center where Kroger is now? What was the original grocery store that was located there? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, here's another one for you. There was a business, a donut shop, located where Tri-County Water is located now. What was the name of the original donut shop? There were actually two in there. What was the name of the original donut shop that is located where Tri-County Water is located now? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I'll give you a third one. What were the two toy stores? They called them hobby shops in those days, too. Toy store and hobby shop. What were the two toy stores and hobby shops that were located in the Southland Mall for so many years? 740-383-9944. So those are the three questions. You can pick to answer any one you like. The first one, what was the original grocery store that is located where Kroger is now? Big Bear was there before Kroger, but what was the original grocery store that's located where Kroger is now? And it looks like we have a phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
I believe the two toy stores was KB Toys and Circus Circus.
Not Circus Circus, but it was KB Toys.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Not Circus Circus. So that was one of the questions. Name the two toy stores that were located in the mall. We've got one of them. It's KB Toys. But what was the other one? Not Circus Circus, but there was another toy store located in the mall. Kind of like right across the hallway. They were very close to each other. So the question is, what were the two toy store hobby shops that were located in the Southland Mall? Name the original donut shop that was located where Tri-County Water is located now, or tell me what the original grocery store's name was, that is where Kroger is now on Route 95. It's Kroger. Before that, it was Big Bear. What is the original grocery store? There have only been three. What was the original grocery store that was located there? Go ahead, caller.
Happened to be Fiddlesticks.
It was Fiddlesticks. Yes, the donut shop. Would you like a prize today?
No, I'm fine. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye. It was Fiddlesticks. What was the original donut shop located where Tri-County Water is? It was Fiddlesticks. They had very good glazed donuts, kind of the wrapped glazed donuts. There was another donut shop in there after Fiddlesticks, but I cannot remember the name of it. It was a locally run donut shop, but Fiddlesticks was the name. So let's get back to our original two questions here. What was the original grocery store located by Walmart? It's Kroger now. It was Big Bear before Kroger. But what was there before Big Bear and Kroger? What was the original grocery store located in the Walmart Plaza there? Two toy stores in the mall. What were the two toy stores that were located in the Southland Mall for so many years? And now we'll add a new question since we got the Fiddlesticks question. There were two TCBY frozen yogurts in Marion at one point. Where were the two TCBY frozen yogurt shops located? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now here's the questions. The original grocery store, that's where Kroger is located now, over by Walmart on Route 95. It was Big Bear before Kroger, but what was the original grocery store that was in there? Name the two toy stores that were in the Southland Mall at one point. What were the two toy stores that were in the Southland Mall at one point? And the TCBY frozen yogurt. There were two TCBY frozen yogurts in Marion. Where were they located? Frozen yogurt was a big fad in the 80s and 90s. And the biggest shop, I think, in the country was TCBY. But we had two TCBY frozen yogurts in Marion. Where were they located? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we can also go back today to poor old Carrie Phillips. We've still never got the answer to that. Carrie Phillips, Warren Harding's mistress, spent the last 3 years of her life, 1957 to 1960, in a retirement home, a home for the elderly here in Marion that is no longer here. Where was that? What was the name of that home? It was the blank home for the elderly. Begins with a W. Where did Carrie Phillips spend her last days? 740-383-9944. Another question left over from yesterday was legendary Cincinnati Reds baseball broadcaster Joe Nuxall. He did commercials for a business that is still in business today all over Ohio and other states as well. The business is still there. Who did Joe Nuxall do commercials for? 740-383-9944. And then our three new questions from today. The original grocery store on Route 95 by Walmart, where Kroger is, what was the original grocery store that was in there? 740-383-9944. Name the two toy stores that were located in the Southland Mall for so many years. What were the two toy stores located in the Southland Mall or the TCBY yogurt shops? We had two of them in Marion at one point. Name the location of the two TCBY yogurt shops in Marion. Now, you don't have to tell me the address or anything like that. Just tell me where they were. Where were the two TCBY yogurt shops? Now, we do have two tickets to the Marion Airs concert going on at the Palace this Saturday, April the 28th at 7 o'clock. We can give you. We do have a Chipotle, buy one, get one. And we have a Huntsman Auto Service Center oil change. 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil, cars only. So those are the prizes you could win if you can answer those questions. 740-383-9944 with about 18 minutes left. And just tell me, or you can tell me what's on your mind. We have never found any information on Carrie Phillips, which we would like to do because she did live in Marion for quite a long time. Now, yesterday we did have a caller call in who talked about her, you know, living in a house and she had these dogs that were not potty trained. That probably was a mess. But any information on Carrie Phillips? Now, the question in regard to Carrie Phillips is what, and this has been going on for 3 days now, but she spent the last 3 years of her life, 1957 to 1960, in a retirement home here in Marion. It was the blank home for the elderly. It begins with a W. Where did Carrie Phillips spend the last 3 years of her life? 740-383-9944. Now, I thought somebody would get the grocery store question. What was the original grocery store that was located by Walmart? Kroger is there now. Before Kroger, it was Big Bear. But before Kroger and Big Bear, what was the original grocery store that was located in that area? 740-383-9944. They did not last very long, maybe a year or two, but it was the original one when the strip mall was built there next to Walmart. The original grocery store that went in there was not Big Bear and it was not Kroger. What was the original grocery store? 740-383-9944. And the two toy stores in the mall, we had a guess. One person guessed KB Toys, and that was the last one that went out of business. But what was the other toy store that was in the Marion Mall? It was KB Toys and something else. 740-383-9944. And I know there have to be some people out there listening who went to TCBY Frozen Yogurt. There were two of them in Marion at one point during the big frozen yogurt craze of the 80s and 90s. Where were the two TCBY yogurt shops in Marion located? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I'll add one more question since we've only got about 15 minutes left in the program, 45 minutes past the hour. Little Caesars. Now, I wonder if people will get this. I wonder if people eat a lot of Little Caesars pizza. Did you know that Little Caesars pizza had three locations in Marion, counting the current location? Name the three locations of Little Caesars pizza in Marion. Where were the three locations of Little Caesars pizza, including the current location? 740-383-9944. We'll see if there are any pizza eaters out there who remember the three locations of Little Caesars Pizza in Marion, including their current location out on Route 95. Now, you don't have to tell me the address or anything like that. You can just tell me where they were located. 740-383-9944. I think I might have stumped people today on these questions. Maybe the questions get a little harder, I guess we should say. But I remember this grocery store that was located there where Kroger is now. And when they first opened, it was a big deal. Everybody went to this grocery store. But nobody seems to remember the name of the original grocery store that was where Kroger is now on Route 95. Now, here's one for you. Does anybody remember the drugstores that were by both Kroger locations in Marion before all these drugstores had, our stores had drugstores in them? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, or good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Was that Super Duper?
No, it wasn't Super Duper, but that's a good guess.
All right, thank you.
Not Super Duper. That's a good guess, though. 740-383-9944. The question is, what was the original grocery store that was located out by where Walmart is now? It's Kroger now. It was Big Bear before Kroger. But what was there before Big Bear? 740-383-9944. I don't believe that store's ever been empty. But there was a grocery store there before Big Bear. Also, the two toy stores in the mall. Don't we have any kids who used to go to the two toy stores in the Marion Mall? What were the name of the two toy stores in the Southland Mall? 740-383-9944. TCBY Yogurt. Maybe this is why they're not in Marion anymore. Nobody ate their yogurt. But we had two TCBY yogurts in Marion at one point. Name the location of the two TCBY yogurts. 740-383-9944. And like I said earlier, you don't have to give addresses. You can just tell me what's there now or where they were. Where were the two TCBY yogurts in Marion? Now, the pizza question, we all eat pizza in Marion. I know somebody has to have the answer to this. Little Caesar's Pizza has had three locations in Marion. Name the three locations of Little Caesar's Pizza. Now, one of the locations is where they are now on Route 95, out by, what's out there, Taco Bell, in that little area. But they were actually located in two other spots in Marion. Where else has Little Caesar's Pizza been located? What are the two other locations? 740-383-9944. And coming back to the grocery store, before Kroger moved into the big store out on Delaware Avenue or across the street on 95, there used to be drug stores right next to the two Krogers in Marion. You would walk in, and if you went one way, you would go into Kroger, and if you went the other way, you would go into this drug store. And both of the drug stores that were next to Kroger had the same name. What were those drug stores that used to be paired up with the Kroger stores here in Marion? Now, I don't know if it was that way everywhere you shopped, but what were the name of those drug stores that used to be right next to Kroger here in Marion? 740-383-9944. Or we can go back to our original set of questions, which was, where did Carrie Phillips, poor Carrie Phillips, 1957 to 1960, the last 3 years of her life, what old age home did she spend her final days? It was the Blank Home for the Elderly. It begins with W. 740-383-9944. Where did Carrie Phillips spend the last days of her life? Or Joe Nuxall, Cincinnati Reds legendary guy. What store did he do commercials for? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, would that be the Waddell home for the elders?
Not Waddell, no.
Okay,
hey, thank you. Thank you, bye-bye. Not Waddell, but it does begin with a W. I believe people called it the old folks' home here in Marion for a long time, but it did have a name. Where did Carrie Phillips spend the last 3 days of her life, the last 3 years of her life? 1957 to 1960, it was the Blank Home for the Aged, and it begins with a W. 740-383-9944. What was the first grocery store to be located next to Walmart? Now, Kroger is there now. Big Bear was there before Kroger. But what was the original grocery store that was there? And like I say, I remember when this store opened up, man, there was a lot of hoopla over that. What was the original grocery store? 740-383-9944. Name the two toy stores that were located in the Southland Mall. Both gone now, of course. But what were the original two toy stores located in the Southland Mall? Now, somebody did guess KB Toys earlier on, but what was the other one? It was KB Toys and another grocery store. And TCBY Frozen Yogurt. It was here in Marion. Matter of fact, there were two locations here in Marion. Where were the two TCBY yogurts located in Marion when they were here? 740-383-9944. And I can't believe, with all the pizza that's eaten every night here in Marion, nobody knows the three locations of Little Caesar's Pizza here in Marion. Now, there was one location where they are now. That's one of the locations. But what other two locations have Little Caesars had in Marion? And I don't think they were there consecutively. I remember the first one, and it was there for a long time. And then it went away. And then the second one opened up, and it wasn't there for very long at all. That was probably its shortest location. And now we have the one that we have now. Does anybody remember when Little Caesars first came to Marion, why a lot of people did not order from Little Caesars, there was a reason. I think that reason is still there, but I don't think it's as big a deal as it used to be. But do you remember why the people did not used to like to order from Little Caesars? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody remember the three Little Caesars pizza locations here in Marion? We have a ton of pizza locations here in Marion when you think about it. We've got Domino's, we've got Tubby's, we've got Donato's, we've got Papa John's, we've got Little Caesars, we've got Donato's, we've got Pizza Hut, we've got all these places. And, you know, a lot of pizza, and a lot of local pizza. East of Chicago, we've got East of Chicago, Dino's, Carnivelli's, Payne's, Fair Park Pizza. I forget what the name of it is now, though. Oh, Genova's. It's Genova's. And what's your favorite pizza? If you don't know the answers to any of the questions, we've got about 6 minutes left today. What is your favorite pizza place here in Marion? I think we've got more pizza places than anything else. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is your favorite pizza place here in Marion? I know what mine is. It's been my favorite for a long, long time. But boy, do we just have an abnormal amount of pizza places. I think the only thing, we probably fast food falls in not far behind pizza places, but we've also got a lot of Mexican restaurants as of now. I want to talk about this too. Tonight on PBS at 10 o'clock, April 24th. Yeah, tonight at 10 o'clock on PBS, which is Channel 12 on cable, they're going to air a front line of the whole thing that was going on with the egg farm and the trafficking. I guess they're airing a show tonight called Trafficked in America. And it's the story of the teenagers who were smuggled into the United States and forced to work at the Trillium Farms for long hours and low pay, and in some case under the threat of violence against them and their families. This went, I couldn't believe this went on here in Marion, but it will be on PBS tonight on a show called Frontline at 10 o'clock. Now, if you don't have cable anymore, I guess you can stream it at pbs.org/frontline. Frontline's all one word. Now get a pen. It's pbs.org/frontline. Tonight, Tuesday, April the 24th at 10 p.m., they're going to do a story on Marion, Ohio, on the whole trafficking thing that went on out there at the Trillium Farms and the horrible cases and the trailer park and the whole thing. Does anybody have any information on that? That'll air tonight, 10 o'clock on PBS, Channel 12 if you have cable. 740-383-9944. And if you've got the antenna, I believe it's Channel 34. But does anybody know anything about that, or did they hear anything about that whole mess that was going on out there? It was just a horrible, horrible story to learn that was going on. And going on right here in Marion, right under our noses. You know, you like to think nothing like that would be going on, but it does. I guess it's just the way it goes. But tonight, 10 p.m., you'll learn about that on your PBS station, which, what are the PBS call letters out of Columbus? Can't think of them. But it'll be on PBS tonight at 10 o'clock. The Marion Buckeye Egg Trillium Farms story about trafficking and the whole sordid mess that was. Well, we have about 3 minutes left. Does anybody want to venture a guess on any of these trivia questions? What was the original grocery store, which was located by Walmart, where Kroger is now? Before Big Bear, before Kroger, there was a grocery store there. What was it? Name the two toy stores that used to be located in the Southland Mall. What were the two toy stores that were located in the Southland Mall? 740-383-9944. TCBY Frozen Yogurt had two locations here in Marion. Name the two locations of TCBY Frozen Yogurt. Where were they located? Or the three locations of Little Caesar's Pizza. Go ahead, caller.
Would that be WOSU channel for 34?
Yes, yes, WOSU. That's the PBS call letters. Yeah, that story will be on tonight at 10 o'clock.
Okay. Your drugstore, that wouldn't be in Gray Drugs, would it?
No, it begins with an R.
Okay, it'd be like Rexall or one of those.
Like Rexall, but not Rexall, but that's a
right,
good guess.
Right, I understand.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. We do have time for another guest, Guess is what we have. Original grocery store where Walmart is located now. The two toy stores in the Southland Mall. The two TCBY frozen yogurt locations in Marion. Or the three locations of Little Caesar's Pizza. Does anybody know the answer to any of those? We have about a minute left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Don't forget, coming up tonight at 10 o'clock on your PBS affiliate, the story on Marion's trafficking issue with Trillium Farms. Sad, sad story that it was, but it'll be on tonight at 10 o'clock. I'll be back tomorrow. Charlie Evers in the morning will kick things off at 10 a.m., and then I'll be back with some trivia and some fun tomorrow afternoon starting at 12:10. Maybe we'll talk about the Trillium story if you watch it tonight on PBS's Frontline at 10 o'clock. But for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy, is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but...
I can tell.
I wasn't even sure how to word it.
Matt, go on.
Yeah,